You have to build that six pack in the brain. You know, if like your mind ain't right, your business ain't right.
Welcome to Fit Food Junkies, Addicted to Health. My name is Emily E, and I'm a certified group fitness instructor and personal trainer. We will not only talk about fitness, nutrition, and business, but also explore how to build a strong mindset, have ultimate motivation, and how to reach your breakthrough in life. Let's start on our health and fitness journey together.
Welcome back to Fit Food Junkies. I am so excited to interview Chris and Eric today. They are twins and business coaches and owners of the Dynamic Fit Pros, where they help health and fitness coaches create more income, impact, influence, and independence in their coaching business, along with being the number one international best-selling authors, podcasters, and speakers. If you are a coach or trainer, or if you are just looking to start your own business, this episode is for you. Chris and Eric take us through a lot of the mental barriers of starting your own business, how to get on your feet, and so much more. They have built a six-figure online fitness coaching business by the name of Dynamic Duo Training, and they've worked with thousands of people online and in person, helping them look better, feel better, perform better, and live a dynamic lifestyle. In this episode, we're going to learn not just how to start a business, but also how to grow and truly scale your coaching business. I am so excited to present Chris and Eric.
We got here, 15 years ago, and it wasn't just kind of like an overnight thing, in 2009, 2011, we were actual personal trainers for an independent gym. So it really started there. And then from 2011 to about 2018, we did all online coaching, with just, nutrition and fitness. And one of the big kind of catalysts to that was working with our first mentor, Lane Norton. So that's a big thing. We should talk about it a little bit more, but man, that guy is the one that really like kind of kickstarted us to like start everything within like our fitness, like business and, kind of take it to that next level. So he was our mentor for 5 years. So a lot of credit to him from learning from him and just, going through like just really everything, like a mentorship program with him. And then 2018, we actually made that pivot from like health and fitness coaching to actually help out, nutrition and fitness coaches, because we saw the gaps, and we went through so much like pain, frustration, lost time, agony, all these things. So we're like, man, there's a big gap for this, and it's like, we got the experience and the systems, the frameworks to be able to sit there and help these coaches out, So that's kind of where it started. It starts off really with what we call mind growth, right? And we coined that just basically like almost mindset, because we don't like mindset, because it's like, there's a really popular book on there and it's really kind of played out, but mind growth is basically like you're constantly growing your mindset, right? Like basically think about mindset, like your mind's in concrete and it just stays like that. So mind growth, you're getting 1% better every single day and learning, right? So it starts there, Emily. And really it's because, you have to build that six pack in the brain. If like your mind ain't right, your business ain't right. Yeah. So it's like you have all like the lead generation tactics, the sales, like skills, the systems, all that stuff. But if you don't have like a strong mindset to be a business owner and an entrepreneur, man, if you're not buying into like the long game, you're going to get crushed, because there will be some times where you get tested and that six pack in the mind, is going to repel some of those tests that you face,
Yeah. And I think really quick to add on that, I think the biggest thing too, like that made us really want to go online and help like health and fitness coaches, because again, we had that same frustration. Like there's all these like certifications, like to be a personal trainer, a nutritionist, like corrective exercise, all these different things, but it's like, they teach you all this like stuff to be competent with that, but then they don't teach you what to do after the fact, that you have these certifications and little, acronyms by your name, which totally cool. We got a bunch of our certifications and everything, but again, we felt like, okay, how do we make a business out of this? How do we monetize it? How do we really go out there, create an online brand with it? So for us, it's like, this is like how we're really trying to solve that issue. Emily is really helping health and fitness coaches have direction to go online and build an online brand.
I love that you guys talk so much about the mind. I'm obsessed with mindset, and it does translate, right? Your perspective, your mind shifts, translates into all form of life. And you said, if your mind isn't right, your business isn't right. So how do you, you're a business coach. I would never think about mindset. If someone comes to you, I'm sure everyone thinks about money and how can I increase my revenue and scale my business? But you guys said mindset, which I think is so interesting. So do you guys teach that? How do you incorporate that into coaching?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'll start with probably the top five, like self-limiting beliefs that, you know, most of us really suffer. It's fear of getting started, fear of failing, imposter syndrome, comparison syndrome. And then the other one is a scarce money mindset. So those are really five common limiting beliefs. And really we have to just identify those, you know, start with that. Like which ones really resonate with you? Which ones do you really have to sit there and focus on to peel back the layers? Because even I would say 13 years in the game with us, we still suffer from like some limiting beliefs, false belief patterns. And I just think it's normal, but you know, we really start there, Emily, and just kind of pick that apart. And then from there, we go into two different trainings. We have one that's called Know Your Worth and Value as a health and fitness coach, because let's be real here. So many health and fitness coaches just really undervalue themselves. They don't charge a high premium. They don't understand like that they are, you know, they are transformation coaches. They're making so many different changes in people's lives that impact the skill sets that they're teaching people to, that's going to just last them forever. It's like, I almost think it's better than being a doctor if you really know your shit, you know, for lack of better terms. After that, then we go into like really creating a winning belief system, because If you don't understand like how to sit there and believe in yourself and take relentless action every single day and make this business about other people, not yourself, then you're just not going to last in this game, because it's a tough game. It's tough to, you know, build an online brand. It's tough to sell, create an offer and really stand out, you know, but if you're able to do that and you're playing the long game and really just making about other people, then you can sit there and make a huge ripple effect and make a really good living.
I love that you said, know your worth. You know, so much of this, right? Whether you're in the gym, you're in coaching, it translates into all forms of life. And knowing your worth, I think, whether that translates to the money aspect or just your own self, I think that's such an important aspect for people to focus on. And a lot of people don't know their worth. How do I know my worth? How do I work on that? How do I grow myself into feeling the confidence, knowing my worth, and actually, whether it's giving a price to someone confidently, like, yes, this is how much I charge because that's what I deserve to get, or knowing your worth of, you know, whatever it may be. How do you coach that? How do you teach that?
This is a really good one, Emily. And I think it just starts with just understanding that you are your own best investment, plain and simple. I mean, you have to bet on yourself. You have to understand that, like, honestly, like most people don't have your best interests. And you know, you have to sit there and put in the work. Like we don't have like a knight in shining armor on a white horse coming to save us. We don't, you know, and some of us are, you know, born in different situations, different family situations, different, you know, upbringings, belief systems that all carries over to who you are now. So you have to understand, like, you are your own best investment and that you have to develop all these different skill sets. Otherwise, it's like you're never going to sit there and be able to do anything, really. You know, you can sit there and be the most competent personal trainer, have like all these like science degrees, like all this, like these big fancy words. But if you don't know how to sit there and sell, if you don't know how to sit there and create an offer, if you don't know how to market yourself, if you don't know how to coach people, if you don't know how to hit people's pain points and really, you know, talk about the solutions, then really, I mean, it's going to be a very, very tough, you know, just way to sit there and get out there. So you have to just invest in yourself, and plain and simple, that's, you know, mentorship, that's self-education, that's, you know, doing courses, just joining different like groups. I mean, you have to invest in yourself.
I love that so much. And you, I mean, you talked about knowing your worth and also the mindset coaching. So is that kind of step one? If I come to you guys, is that kind of what you guys say? Like, how do you feel about yourself? Like, are you confident? What do you feel like you're worth? Is that the beginning?
It definitely is. And I this is even too, like, back to going back to like our fitness coaching days, and this will be good for like any like health and fitness coaches listening. And most of the time, you know, your clients are buying a specific outcome with a specific deadline. So most clients, you know, let's say they want to like lose 10 pounds in 12 weeks. That's very specific, you know, the outcome with the deadline, and that's what they're going to pay for. So with health and fitness coaches, right? It's like most of the time, it's like, it's either they want to create more income, they want to create more impact, more influence, or they just want more independence in their lives. So in order to do that, absolutely, we start with, like, you know, where are they currently at? Like who, where do they, how, where's their confidence at? Where's their certainty? Where's their belief? You know, like, what have they done currently? What's like their goals and aspirations going forward? Because if we don't know like what their vision is and kind of like what their track record is, it's going to be very hard for Chris and I to, you know, customize their business plan and what they need to do in the context of like every single day to just, you know, move the needle forward and make progress in their business. So I would definitely say, yeah, like a lot of it is mindset. And then we go into different frameworks of like, you know, audience, messaging, offer. Are they doing personal training in person? Do they solely want to go online? Do they want to do a hybrid of both? Or are they at like an independent gym, commercial gym? So there's a lot of different things that we need to figure out beforehand.
With the knowing your worth and value also, like that was great what Eric talked about, but also kind of like in a tactical sense, like this is where like a strong offer comes into play, right? So the first like side of that coin is like, yeah, you got to be really good like at your craft. So if like you're a nutritionist or a personal trainer, you have that combination, you got to be good, right? You got to get people results. So that'll help you out with like your self-worth and confidence as a coach. The second thing is that offer though, you know, the offer is where people like mess up a lot because the universities don't teach you how to create an offer. Certification programs don't know how to do it. And if they do, they'll tell you, oh, go price match what everybody else is doing in the industry. So people go on people's websites or, you know, get their price info and they'll just match whatever they charge. Right. And then you become a commodity. You don't stand out, you know, so you have to have a really strong offer to really stand out, have that self-worth and value as a coach.
I have a family member that always says, if you don't ask, you don't get. Like you can ask for more. And if you don't get it, then you can bring it down. And I think that even happened with me when I first started to get into one-on-one personal training. I didn't know my worth at the time. So I didn't charge as much. And then one day I said, what the heck? I'm going to see if I can make more. And someone said yes. And it's just like, when you hear that yes, it's almost like a click. Okay, wait, I do know my worth. So I think it's crazy that a lot of people undervalue themselves. And if I were to come to you, okay, and you, and I'm lowballing everything. My prices are down and you're like, what? You guys, you need to charge way more. You don't know your worth. What are some different kind of tasks or action plans or mindset tricks or anything that I can put into action that you would tell me to do to be able to work on my mindset, coaching for myself and starting to really increase my worth?
Yeah, a couple of things. So like, again, I'll go back to like the offer. What I would do is kind of look at like the coach's offer and just see like what it is that they have right there. And then if they don't have like these five different components that we teach in the program. So the very first one is there has to be a clear promise that you have, you know, with your clients. Like, what is that end destination that they really want? What's that transformation, right? Doesn't matter about like what you deliver. Doesn't matter about like, you know, the accountability calls, like a Facebook group, all this stuff. Like, what's that clear promise that they will pay top dollar for? The second one is the deadline with it. So people will sit there and pay for a clear promise and then a deadline attached to it, whether it's 8 weeks or 12 weeks. For example, lose 20 pounds in 10 weeks, sign me up because I know that I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 10 weeks and I can envision myself being in the beach or, you know, in a new like suit or in like a dress at a cocktail restaurant, right? It increases their social status. So right there is the biggest thing is the promise, the deadline. Then after that, it's like, you got to have some sort of bonuses in there, right? To really kind of push them over the edge a little bit, right? And then also to having a risk reward on there. So an example of that is if they don't sit there and lose 20 pounds in 10 weeks, you keep working with them for free until they get that goal. That mitigates all the risk and all the reward for them to invest in that program, right? And then the last part is basically you have to have, you know, some sort of like financial engineering. So too many coaches will sit there and be like, oh, okay, this is my program price and that's it. Whether it's monthly or paid in full, you got to work with people, you know, whether it's weekly payments, whether it's bi-monthly payments, monthly payments, pay more in full, right? And then have like a tiered system in the back end. So I would look at those five different areas, like with a coach with their offer and enhance that.
Someone that's super new into the fitness world as a trainer, where do you even start? I know we touched upon building your confidence, but you said, don't go looking at the market. Don't look at what everyone else is charging. So how would I even know where to start?
Yeah. So I would say like, you know, it's just like a question of like, where would they start to kind of put their package together? Is that what you're kind of talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just in terms of like, what can I offer? Like, I think the big question is people always say, the market's so saturated. There's so many trainers. How can I stand out? I don't know if I can charge as much because I have so many competitors. And then I see people making a killing in it. And you're like, what did they do? Right.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Okay. I got you on that. So, and I think first and foremost, at the end of the day, people need to understand that people are buying coaches, not coaching. And that's where when I've heard so many like other personal trainers and coaches, Emily, just say, well, it's so saturated. Like, why would they choose me? Like, why would they listen to me? And it's because it's you. It's your personal brand.
Nobody can replicate your personal brand, right? And a lot of coaches think that they're buying like the coaching aspect, which they are. But at the end of the day, they're buying you, the coach, though, because they're resonating with your story. They're resonating with your transformation. They're resonating with your frameworks, your method, right? The way you do stuff. So that's why it's important to understand that. But another thing too on that, Emily, is how to like start off with somebody like that doesn't know how to build their package or something like that is like they have to understand who their avatar and niche is. So too many coaches get into this game and they're like, I want to help everybody. You know, I want to just be like a weight loss coach or just like help somebody build muscle. And that's great. But how you're going to sit there and distinguish yourself and stand out is knowing who your avatar and niche is, right? Who's that perfect future client that you need to work with? Is it a mom that just like had, you know, their kids and they're postpartum, they want to lose 20 pounds? Is it a dad, you know, that wants to get a six pack back that he used to have in college or something like that? So it's two different people that you're really working with. So that's going to be two different like messaging, like mm-hmm. that you're going to do like in your content. It's going mm-hmm. to be two different offers. So mm-hmm. for example, if you work with a mom, you know, the offer is going to be different because they're going to have different like insecurities and pain points that you need to solve. So let's start there, you know, like who's that avatar, who's like that perfect future client. And then depending on their pain points, their frustrations, their wants, their desires, then you can build out your program, be like, I can solve this problem. I can solve that problem, you know, through, you know, my accountability check-ins, through my app, you know, through my individualized program, my nutrition program, training program, X, Y, Z.
You said finding a perfect client. How do you know your target audience?
Yeah. So that's it's a little bit trickier. And we tell people, you know, like date around for a little bit, right? Don't put a ring on like your niche, you know, right away. So take about like 90 days to just play with like two different audiences. And usually who you're looking for at the end of the day is somebody that's similar to you that you want to coach. Right. Mm-hmm. So again, if you have a transformation story that you were a mom that lost like, you know, 50 pounds and, you know, you got on stage or something like that, great. Then how can you inspire other moms that are kind of in the same situation? You know, like, are you a dad that's like 40 years old and like you're in tip top shape and, you know, you have this crazy story? Great. That's a great place to start because you can resonate with those people, like your story, like all the struggles you went through, you know, their pain points, their frustrations, their problems, all that stuff.
And that goes along with what you said. It's not what you're coaching. It's really who the coach is. And I remember exactly. One time I was like, what do I post? Like, you know, it's hard to make content. Everyone's posting workouts. And I remember really trying to dig deep. And I'm like, what am I really passionate about? Mindset. What do I practice and preach when I teach my group fitness classes? It's all about mindset in the gym. And I'm like, that's what I got to focus on. That's what's going to set me apart. And that's what's going to be able to help inspire and motivate more people. So I think it's hard to kind of find your niche, right? Because that's what's going to make you stand out. How do you start? How do you know how you stand out?
Yeah, we got this cool framework that we do where it's basically like you pick two different like perfect future clients and like there's four different categories. So the very first one is like, you know, you're answering this question is like, who is this person? You know, and it's just, it doesn't have to be so specific and dialed in. It's never going to be perfect, but it's like, who is this person? Are they a woman? Are they a man? Do you want to work with like both men and women? Do you want to work just specifically males or just females? Like what's their age range, right? So you start there. And then the second question is basically like, what are their pain points? Right. So each of these people are going to have different kind of like emotional insecurities that they want to solve. And then you answer those questions and you just keep doing a deep dive. What's their problems, their frustrations? What do they truly want? Their desires, their goals. Then the next question is, you know, will they happily pay for your high ticket program? You have to answer that question. Right. And the fourth question that you ask is basically, are you going to be happy working with someone like that? Because if you don't answer that question, yes, you know, it's like, what's the point in working with this specific kind of like avatar and niche? Yeah, they might make a lot of money, but you're going to hate working with them because they might be a headache or, you know, you just don't really want to work with them, you know? So if you sit there and do that framework and you answer all four of those and you get maybe four out of four, that's like a green light to be like, okay, let me go test this out in the market for like 90 days. Let me date around for 90 days.
It's almost like in therapy, if you're trying to dig deep, like, why are you doing this? But why? And you finally find that flame inside of you. So I love that you touched upon the whys to really figure out what's going to make you stand out. And you also talked about high tickets, which people don't, a lot of times trainers don't even think of that. They just have one price instead of having a high ticket. So can you take me through why and how you would coach trainers to incorporate the high ticket pricing?
Yeah. I mean, the high ticket is basically kind of like the deluxe package, right? And there's going to be people out there like in your market, they're going to want the whole inclusive. They're going to want everything about you, the coach that you can offer, right? And the high ticket needs to be that one that I talked about earlier that has those five different components on there, because that's the one that has the promise and the deadline, So people will sit there again, will pay for that clear promise with a deadline attached to it because they can envision themselves being 20 pounds down in 10 weeks, right? And then so when people don't have something like that, again, they just become a commodity. I just offer training and nutrition, you know, and I have once a week accountability check and I fix your macros or I provide you with the meal plan. You're not solving any type of bigger problem out there. And people want like that bigger kind of like problem solved, you know, with them. So that's why it's important to have a high ticket. And I'll tell you a cool story. There's this this coach out in Canada, and he started with us maybe about 6 weeks ago, and he only had one offer. He charged like, I think like $480 like a month. And we told him to put the high ticket offer. We taught him how to do all that stuff. And he was so resistant to it because he's like, man, he's like, you know, I don't want to sit there and present it to them. He's like, you know, and it was his own self-worth because he didn't believe inside of like what that price tag was, because he might've not have like bought something like that in the past, but he finally did it. He got over it. And he sold, I think like 3 high ticket programs on that. And people wanted that. You know, so it's like, just at least put it out there. And if you don't put it out there, what it does is it like price anchors, like the low ticket program, to where people are like, wow, like, okay, yeah, 1500, 2000, that might be a lot, might be out of my budget, but man, yeah, I can afford like the $400 one or the $300 one. Right. So you never lose a sale there.
I remember one of our students said when he joined our program, he's like, I've never paid that much to join like a mentorship program. And then he's like, but I knew deep down inside that if I wouldn't have paid you guys what I paid you guys, then nobody would have ever bought like one of my high ticket programs or paid me over like $2,000 for a coaching program. So I thought that was a really good, like, just growing point, like it just in his journey, because he had to have that self-worth. He came in with like a scarce mindset. So he switched that to, instead of like a cost mindset, he switched it to an investment mindset. And that's what most people need to do, is like, everyone asks like, well, what's the cost? It's like, well, why not reframe your mind and look at it as like, well, what's the investment? What is this going to do for me in the next 3 months, 6 months, year, 1 year, 5 years, to where it's like, look at these skill sets I'm going to build. Look at the community I'm going to be around. Look at all the other people that are doing this, to where it's like, it's going to just, you know, like give me the confidence, certainty to do it. So I just thought that was a really good, point with that, because I know a lot of coaches feel that right now, to where it's like, they're like, oh, well, what's the cost of a program? What's the cost? And it's like, as long as you keep asking that question, I promise you, you're probably going to attract those type of clients where they're just really just like cheap clients, where they're going to ask you the same thing. Well, hey, how much is your program? Oh, I can't make this payment this month. So I think it's just like a really good thing towards like, you have to reframe your mind to just understand, to be more prosperous, and just look at it as an investment mindset.
They're so resistant to sales, right? Because they have like this, like, you know, this notion in their head where they think that they have to be like sleazy, or they have to be kind of shady or something like that. I don't know where it comes from. You know, maybe they had a bad experience like with being sold to. But if you reframe your mindset that, you know, you're selling, right? So sales is serving at the highest level. If you start with that mindset shift, and if you just go into the actual sales like call, understanding that, look, the goal isn't even to make the sale. Right. I know it sounds kind of like counterintuitive, but the goal isn't to make the sale. The goal is to inspire them to make a decision and take action. That's what you're trying to do. So there's no type of like sleaziness, shadiness. There's no pressure. All you're doing is coaching them to take an action and to, you know, inspire them to be able to invest in themselves if you are the right decision. And that's all you have to do.
Taking action. So that doesn't necessarily mean they're paying you. Is that correct? Because I've heard a lot of people say, even if you start something that's free, you know, it's like you get them and see how they like you as a coach. And then that's like your first kind of action. And then eventually you grow it into where you can be able to earn revenue from that by them trusting you. Do you recommend like that first action for it to be possibly free to earn that trust? Or in the beginning, do you think you should be charging?
So what I mean by like that is by like inspire them to take action is like, let's say that, you know, you have somebody on a call and like their biggest like insecurity and problem in their fitness journey is again, losing weight or something like that, right? You're inspiring them to make a decision for themselves for the first time in like, say, 2 years, you know, that they're going to invest in themselves to finally take action and solve this problem, this insecurity that's really, really costing them and really like making them unhappy. That's what I mean. And just inspiring them to take action with the problem, with the solution that you have for that problem. And that's your program, you know? So it's not anything pressuring. It's nothing awkward. It's nothing like that. It's they're the decision maker. They're in power.
Right. Yeah. Right. I think to answer your question, Emily, what you said about the free thing, I mean, you could definitely go in with that approach. It's really up to you on how you want to do that. But it's like the old saying goes, that like those that pay attention, those that pay more attention. So it's hard to justify when everything's free, because it's like, where's the motivation to actually show up every day and put in the work? You know, that's the tough one.
I couldn't agree more. It's like, even if you get a ticket for something, if it's free, you're likely to flake. Even if you pay like a couple dollars, right, you're more likely to go. And it's going back to kind of knowing your worth. One of my friends the other day, she's a really big personal trainer, and she had a client, and the client said, you know, this is really expensive. Is there any way that we can decrease the price a little bit? And she says, I'm sorry, but no, this is what I charge. And she continued to work with her. And I just love that, because I feel like right away, my mind kind of went to, okay, decrease the price a little bit, work with this person. But she knew her worth. And that still allowed for a client to keep taking action with her. And that goes back to, it's not about what you're programming, what you're coaching, it's the coach. I love that kind of foundational piece of figuring out who you are, who your target audience is, and what you want to focus on, what you preach when you coach, and then those actions are going to follow you.
100%, 100%. Couldn't agree more with that.
We also kind of touched upon starting and the fear of investing in yourself. I know, I feel like so many days I have an idea, or my friends are like, I'm going to start this, but you don't take action. You don't actually start. It's scary to start. I think you have to build confidence to start. There's so many risks, right? How do you start? How do you dive deep into the unknown and take risks?
We were in a mastermind. His name's Ty Lopez. And this was a $25,000 mastermind back in 2017, Emily, $25,000. And Eric and I were just literally like shitting bricks. Like literally it was the biggest investment like we probably made at that time. But we knew that if we didn't make this investment, they were going to keep playing small. So we were calling credit card companies, trying to combine the credit cards, asking family members, can we borrow? We promise we'll pay you back. And finally, we figured out a way to make that payment. And we were inside, you know, like the business builder. But one of the key things that he said, I'll never forget, is be impatiently patient over patiently impatient. And what that means is basically too many people are out there being way too patient. Oh, I have like tomorrow to start. I have next week. I have a month, or I have a year to get started on this. Oh, I'll join this program in a year when the time is right. Right. They're being super patient. And then when that time comes, when they enter the program or they start, you know, taking action, they get into the program or something like that, and they become super impatient. Oh, it's not working. Oh, it's the coach. Oh, it's the system. And then they go into that cycle again and again. They never get anywhere. So instead, be impatiently patient, right? So that means that just get started, take action, like literally put your B+ work in first, right? And then when you get into a program or you get started, be a little bit patient, let the system work, let the program work, let the coaches guide you. So that right there, like, was some of the most biggest, like game-changing kind of like advice I ever got.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that too. Drop the mic right there. I think, you know, you said be patient, right? So on a personal level, let's pretend like you're coaching me, and this is real. I have a full-time job, right? I have my podcast. I also teach fitness classes on the side. I'm also a human and like to have friends and go out and all the things. It's really hard for me to be consistent and have that patience that goes along with it. And right now, even with content or this, it's kind of like, the consistency is something I really want to focus on this year in terms of training people, posting content, all the things, my podcast, is being consistent. Because it's not even just because I know I should, it's because in myself, I really know that if I stick to consistency, I know that I'm going to really be able to impact more people and continue growing. But it's so hard. How do I become consistent and not be impatient and have the patience to grow and kind of almost make it like your routine, even though it takes time?
Yeah, that's great. And it's almost like kind of like a fitness analogy, right? If you're a coach, I think you should be telling like most of your clients that, hey, look at your health and fitness as a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
So if we put this in the context of business, it's like, we got to play the infinite game, not the finite game. So we're playing the long game with this. So we have to be patient and build. But I mean, when you're in a situation like that, Emily, it's tough, because I mean, we do have a lot of students in our program that have full-time jobs, and you know, they want to exit those jobs and they have families, but it really comes down to just mastering time blocking. That's really what it is. And just finding those magic times, whether it's like 1 hour, 2 hours of just like deep, uninterrupted work, and just like understanding to turn this phone off and not get distracted, and just really be disciplined and obedient to what you're doing. And there's a great book on that. It's called Deep Work by Cal Newport, a really, really good book for that. And yeah, just, I mean, just, I would even say Google Calendar is a game changer, where it's like, you just color coordinate everything you need to do, insert time blocks, insert your work blocks, insert your gym time, insert family time, insert cutoff time, reward time, morning routine, all that stuff. So it's just, I think that that's the biggest thing you could do, is just, if you can master, you know, your time blocks and really own your time, then I think that, that it'll all compound.
Owning your time. And I love those blocks in your calendar too, because sometimes I'll even block my calendar to go for like a mental health walk, even if it's like 15 minutes, you got to take a break. So I do think it's so important, like, put things in your calendar almost like it's a meeting, like you have to make it happen. I love that.
Yeah.
But I would say to that, to add to that though, too, and I would challenge like the coach and be like, you know what, like, you know, look at your high, your income, your tasks that you're doing, right? Are you doing low income, low impact tasks, right? An example is that, are you constantly creating like Canva pictures and thumbnails and all that? Are you editing video still? That's low income, low impact task. Or are you doing the high income, high impact task? Are you delegating? Are you doing sales calls? Are you onboarding people, right? Are you building the team around you? So I would challenge that coach to look at that first. And I'd be like, you know what, you probably need help. You probably need like an assistant. You need an assistant to sit there and upload the content, create it if you need to, start conversations, do outreach for you, do your scheduling, all that stuff. Because, you know, that's the bottleneck, is time, you know, and you need help.
Yeah. And that's true. That's where everyone wants to wear all the hats. You know, they want to be the jack of all trades. And I get it. You know, I get it. I mean, when we started off too, our ego and pride got in the way.
Especially as trainers.
I could do all that. It's like, I could do it myself. Yeah. I don't need to pay anyone. So I get it. Yep. I get it.
I mean, I did the same thing. I was doing everything, even my podcast. I still edit, but I hired someone to help me edit, because I finally was like, all right, get over your hothead. Like, you can't do it all. You're one human. I need help. And now I'm able to actually be consistent with my podcast. So it's an opportunity cost, but it can be successful.
That's good for you.
I mean, thanks. It was hard to like.
Honestly, Emily, I got to give you a fist bump for that. That's huge. You know, I mean,
virtual fist bump.
Seriously, yeah.
It's hard, and I love editing too, but it's time consuming. And I think like, you know, like, it doesn't have to be editing. Whatever someone needs help in, but to get some help can really help you grow your business.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great piece of advice. What would you say is the number one common mistake that you see trainers making in their coaching, in their businesses?
There comes a point where you have to stop being the educator and you have to start being the executor, which means like too many like of these trainers, like they consume and they want to sit there and just educate themselves too much, to where it becomes paralysis over analysis and they don't execute enough and take action. So there's like seasons in business to where it's like, you have to understand this and have self-awareness where it's like, you know, okay, this is the season where it's like, I need to just literally take imperfect action, put my B+ work out there. And if I fail, oh, well, I'm going to learn a ton of stuff. And I can't sit there and keep consuming and educate myself, look for the next certification, look to like, you know, watch this next video, this next course. Like, I just have to execute for like, you know, 3 months, 2 months. And if people just like understood that, right? And then maybe there's a season where it's like, you know, business is a little bit kind of like slow, or you could maybe start educating yourself, take that course, be in the mentorship program. But if you just understand just kind of like that cyclical kind of season in business, just like life, you know, be an executor over an educator. And I think that's the biggest mistake, because they use that excuse. Oh, I need to get this next certification. I'm not smart enough in this thing, right? And it's just constant education, education, consume, consume, to where they never take action. They're in the same exact spot every year.
Yeah. And I 100% agree with you, Chris. And I would say, Emily, like, I'll go a different direction when it comes to like content marketing, especially going online. When you're building an online brand, I see a lot of health and fitness coaches just making that same mistake of just like creating content and posting content that's all just how to, like, how to do this exercise, how to, you know, eat this food. Like, here's this recipe. A lot of selfies, just a lot of me, look at me type of like content, instead of like the type of content where it's like, it's not about you. It's about helping and serving your clients. So it's like, instead, I would challenge people to create content that's like based around like people's pain points, right? What's their pain points? What's their wants? What's their desires? What's their needs? How are you going to help them get out of the pain? What's your methodology? What makes you different? Like, challenge their thinking. Like, why do they have these false belief patterns? Like, why do they think that they need to have a coach in person as opposed to another state? Why can't they still get results? So I would really challenge like a health and fitness coach to just start putting out different content that's more just like, you know, connection based, results driven, and just even just like challenge people's pain points and call them out on their own shit.
I love that. Some people do focus on themselves instead of really connecting and being authentic with their audience. I think that's such great advice. And what would you say is, if you had to choose one tip that you would tell all coaches that they have to incorporate into their business, what would that be?
I would just say consistency and discipline, honestly, because you could get the best blueprint, the best program. I mean, but if you are not committed to executing this every single day, then you will not sit there and get results. And that's where I talk about this to my students. Like, you're either committed or you're interested to building this business. If you're committed to it, like I said, you are going to be focused. You're going to be disciplined. You're going to sit there and eat shit and get back up every single day. You're going to sit there and not make excuses if something costs money. You're not going to make excuses if a client like backs out on you, if you lose a sale, if someone just leaves, if someone does you wrong in your business. You're not going to sit there and give up. You're going to continue pushing forward because you know it's not about you. It's about helping and serving other people. There's a bigger, bigger mission to be served. And if you're interested, it's a completely different mindset. It's more of like, oh, this is a side hustle mentality. Like, I don't really have to be committed. Like, I'll get to this one day, you know, maybe one day I'll fulfill this dream or aspiration. So I think just if you're committed and you have that, just like that mentality to execute every single day, control your thoughts, your attitude, and your actions, then you will sit there and build a hell of a business and hell of a brand.
Ooh, that's hard to top.
And when is one day, right? Like every day, one day, one day, one day. It's like, make it happen. Yes.
Yeah. If I had to throw like my two cents in, Emily, like just kind of like my best piece of advice is follow the five ones, right? We teach this to our students as well too. And I got this from another coach in a mastermind, but basically the five ones is, again, pick one avatar and niche to work with. Okay. The second thing is have one like core offer. That could be the high ticket and low ticket we talked about combined. The third thing is just have one marketing channel, whether that's Instagram or Facebook, YouTube, a podcast, whatever, just double down on one thing to focus on. The fourth one is have like one sales mechanism. Is that phone calls? Is that selling through email? Is it selling through like a chat? Is it on Zoom? And the fifth one is focus on 1 year. Doing all that stuff for 1 year and see where your business can be, you know, in 1 year. And I guarantee you'll probably almost be at a six-figure business in 1 year.
I love that. With kind of planning out your revenue for the year, do you think you should be staying consistent through each month, or do you normally see just growth through each month? I know that's kind of a silly question because obviously you want to see the growth, but we also talked about consistency. So is that, what do you really want your coaches to be targeting for their businesses and their either monthly or annual revenue?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, what we do is we actually work in like 6 week blocks, right? Because we found that like, you know, coaches are able to focus that more instead of being like, hey, here's your 12 week plan or here's like your 6 month plan. So 6 weeks of like laser focus, only two to three things to really move the needle on that. And then you back off for like 1 or 2 weeks at 50%. And we repeat the 6 week scale plan. That's worked out great. So in that 6 week scale plan, we always recommend trying to move up at least $1,000 to $3,000. And just think about it. If they could do that 6 week scale plan across like, you know, five, six different cycles or seven in a year, you're moving up 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, and it starts compounding. So that's a good goal and rule of thumb for people to kind of like, you know, reach for.
That's great. I could feel that you guys are just such amazing coaches, and I know you've impacted and helped many people.
Thank you. Thank you. Means a lot.
I really do mean that. How can people work with you and find more information about the Dynamic Fit Pros?
Best place to find these huge caterpillar eyebrows would be, I would say Instagram at Chris and Eric Martinez. And then, we have a podcast as well too. It's called the Dynamic Lifestyle Podcast. Close to 500 episodes. We're going to be having you on the podcast fairly soon.
So excited.
So, so that's a good place too. Yeah. And then just dynamicfitpros.com. We have a free video on how to get to like 10K months on there. It's very, very educational, but yeah, I would say those three places.
Amazing. Yeah. I love that we just connected on Instagram and right away. I love, like, there's certain people I just feel like you're meant to know, meant to connect with, and you're listening and looking to grow your business. I could not recommend these two enough, and they have the best energy and have helped so many countless people. I really do.
Thanks, Emily. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you so
really,
much.
Really appreciate
of
you.
Of course. You. And I want to ask you my last and final question. Mm-hmm. At Fit Food Junkies, our motto is addicted to health. So Chris, I'll start with you. What are you addicted to?
I would say like seeking knowledge. Yeah. I'm a consumer too. You know, just like I was talking about, it's like, it's hard to not do it, you know, because I just love information, and we only know what we know, you know, and there's other people that just like, I feel have information at different levels, and I'm like trying to seek it and, you know, mentorship and all that. So I would say that's what I'm addicted to, is just like literally just seeking knowledge, wisdom, just all that stuff.
And keep growing. Yes. Yeah. And Eric?
I would say personal excellence. That's just the ultimate, like goal for me is just like, how do I get better every single day? How do I get better mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually? How do I become a better brother, a better business owner, a better leader, you know, a better son to God, you know, a better, you know, boyfriend to my girlfriend, you know, a future father? How do I get better now, you know, for the future? And it's just one of those things I would challenge anybody on. It's just personal excellence, because I think that's what's going to leave a true legacy. It's just like when people talk about like how you were and how you portrayed and what you ultimately did in this world and how you help and serve people. So for me, I mean, personal excellence is something I'm addicted to, because I'm very tough on myself. You know, and we didn't discuss this, but we lost our father at a young age, at 17 years old. So it really changed our perspective on life. It gave us a different lens to where I know tomorrow's not guaranteed. And, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, I need to maximize every single day that God gives me, you know, so personal excellence for me.
That's so beautiful. And I'm sorry that you lost your father at such a young age. And I'm sure that has really impacted each day in your life to, like what you said, not take any day for granted.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Absolutely.
Oh, so special. Well, Chris and Eric, thank you so much for coming on. It was such a privilege. And I am so excited to now be connected for life.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Emily. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. I hope you learned so much from Chris and Eric. Connect with them on Instagram at Chris and Eric Martinez, also on YouTube at Dynamic Duo Training, and check out their podcast that I was just on, Dynamic Lifestyle Podcast. I continuously learn more and more from them, and I hope you have learned so much today. Are you a coach or a trainer? If so, check out True Coach. I use it and I am able to save so much time and energy. It's the industry leading personal trainer software. It's used by over 20,000 coaches all around the world. You can program for your clients with a video library of over 3,000 videos to choose from. You can upload your own videos, get any from YouTube. Also communicate and chat with your clients, use macro and metric tracking, and so much more. Scale your business with True Coach today. Get your first 2 weeks free and let me know how it goes. I'd like to make a quick shout out to someone who took my cycling class the other day. You know who you are. She came up to me after class and explained to me how she was having a really hard week. And by showing up, moving her body and cycling and using the mental motivation that I use in class, she was able to completely transform her week. So here's a little reminder, if you're going through a rut, a bad day, hard week, go out there, move your body, change your mindset. You could do big things out there and change your entire perspective and shift of your week. Thank you guys so much for joining the Fit Food Junkies journey with me.